This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Speaking about state championship appearances on Friday at 7:30 at Pitbull Stadium, we're going to see Orlando Jones is 14-0. Going against American Heritage, a plantation, a program that has you talked about the schedule. They have run the gauntlet this year like none other, starting off with Milton, who, as we mentioned before, with a couple of people that are 16-0 and still alive as the number two team in the country. Also a program that has played a challenging schedule, playing Miami New Orleans twice, having an opportunity also to play against some pretty good competition along the way. You can't say enough about the job that American Heritage has done, and head coach Mike Smith is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. This gauntlet this season was taxing. It took a lot out of everybody, but here you are getting ready to kick off for a state title.
It's surprising. I mean, we're now at the end, one more to go, and you're right. It's I told the guys the other day that we finally starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel, and you know, we did go through a bunch of ups and downs with this schedule, but I think it prepared us for this moment, and you know, we got one more to go.
Yeah, and you look at your schedule, and you know, starting off with Milton, and then playing Western, and then Chaminade, and then Naples, and Miami Central right off the bat, and then you know, not cheapening anything at the end, playing St. Thomas, and having an opportunity to play New Orleans twice. This schedule really grew you up. I mean, this is a team that I know you guys were upset missing out on a state title game last year. But right. Talk about when was it? Was there a turning point this year? Because you knew off the bat. I mean, you were 1-2, after losses to Chaminade, which obviously, you know, in Milton, one of the best teams in the country. Was the Naples game a turning point as far as, hey, listen, you know, we got to play better, or are we going to be sitting home this year?
I don't know if there was a turning point. I think the whole schedule was a learning experience for these kids. And when I say that, like, you know, when we got into that St. Thomas game and we got down in the fourth quarter, you know, we were down 10 with 6 minutes to go. I think the kids really just learned how to win. I mean, I think a lot of this, the ups and the downs, and we came up close in a lot of those games. I don't know if there's one game you can point to that said was a turning point. I just think that it was just, you know, all these close games, and these kids, you know, finally got to the point where enough's enough. We're going to have to break through in one of these. And, you know, I guess you can, you know, point to the St. Thomas game because we've been on a roll since then. But I think it was just the learning experience that all those games gave us. You know, we took a little something from all those games. And, you know, we were breaking down film the other day, and it was like, you know, of Jones. And it's like we're at the point now, there's nothing we haven't seen. So, you know,
yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, it's and it seems like every time we come out, we watch something on film, we see something different anyway. So, you know, I just think the whole season in general was a learning experience for these kids. And, you know, it was a group that was, and they were criticized in the beginning because, you know, we were in some areas that we've never been in before at American Heritage, where we were 1-2, and, you know, then we were 3-4. And so I think that a lot of it was just a learning experience for these kids, and it's prepared us for these moments right now down the stretch.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Smith joins us, head coach at American Heritage Plantation. And I remember after the St. Thomas game, I mean, just the way you looked and the way you felt, it had been just a crazy couple of weeks with the untimely passing of Mark Fletcher's dad, obviously, and certainly it hit everybody like a ton of bricks. And then you had an emotional game against St. Thomas where you come out with a 42-38 win, came right down to the wire. Talk about that game, because I think that may have been the defining moment of the 2024 season because of the fact that how much you guys have overcome. And, you know, and that was even before you lost your starting quarterback, Dia Bell.
Right. And to be honest with you, Larry, and you saw me after the game, and I was emotional because it was a combination of the two things. Obviously, you know, losing, you know, Mark Fletcher Sr. was a big blow to the program, and it literally happened. You know, the day before, but then you add together everything these kids have gone through as far as the way the season was going, where they were so close, and you know, we every time you come up just a little bit short. So you know, you're feeling the emotions for the kids too, like, because you want it so badly for the kids to feel that. You know, I listen, I've been here for a long time, I've got 5 rings, I know what it feels like to be on the winning side of it, but you want a group of kids that hasn't felt that to really feel that, to know that all that hard work that they're putting in is going to pay off, and you know, just keep going. We constantly preach just keep going, and for those kids to stand in the paint down 10 and to come back and finish it off and get that victory. I mean, you know, you just feel so. You feel so proud for the kids and the job that they've done, how they kept believing. So it was just an emotional night, you know, across the board for us.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously you take a look at some of the kids and some of the senior leaders on this team and, you know, guys who, you know, like Byron Lewis, who obviously has been a huge catalyst on the offensive side of the ball, and Malachi Toney, who has lifted this team. Talk about that, because I know you have a lot of talented underclassmen, but you need that senior leadership. You need those guys who've been there, done that, that a lot of these young men look up to kind of take you and get you over that hump.
Well, absolutely, and we talked about that at the end of practice today. You know, those guys were sophomores when we lost to Central, and so they got to see firsthand, and some of them felt it because some of those guys were contributors back then. But they got to see firsthand what it looks like coming up short in the state game. You know, that was Mark Fletcher and that group where. Man, we thought that we were there. We thought that was going to be the group, and to come up short, you know, you learn from that stuff, and you have to go through that adversity. I mean, Malachi is one that we speak on it all the time. You know, he was the one that obviously had the fumble at the end of the game, and we came up 28 yards short of tying that up. But Malachi, you know, and Malachi has used this as motivation. Like, well, he'll get on the jugs machine every day at lunchtime, and he'll catch 28 balls down the middle, 28 to the right, 28 to the left, and we'll go a couple rounds of that. But that number 28 has been a driving force for him for the last couple of years. And you know, because we've been in that situation and we've gone through that. And I think this is some of the things. You see a lot of stuff now coming back where, you know, maybe this is the year that we put it all together and you know, hopefully we can finish this thing off on Friday night.
No doubt. 7:30 Pitbull Stadium, Orlando Jones and American Heritage Patriots. Coach, I can't thank you enough. It's been really fun watching all year, and we'll be out there on Friday to see this capper and win number 12 on the year.
Appreciate it.
Good stuff, and congratulations to Malachi on winning the Nat Moore Trophy too, because that is something a lot of people kind of look to, and especially because all the guys like, you know, Jeremiah Smith who won it and everybody else. Coach, we'll see you on Thursday or Friday.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you.
All right, good stuff. Mike Smith, head coach at American Heritage Plantation, certainly. Going to be some really good games this week. I'm telling you, I'm excited, you know, for all the games beginning on Wednesday night with Chaminade Madonna and Central Catholic of Clearwater. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk BCAA All-Star Game, which will be on Thursday night. This is always a really, really good contest to check out. Rocky Gillis from the BCAA is next.